2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're about to make a village.
Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. This is the Black Lightning review show. Chanel had to step away for a quick sec. We'll be right back. You guys can hang with us. You know, we're doing our thing. We're going to be, of course, discussing, like I just said, Black Lightning, one of our favorite shows. Shows just, quite honestly, it's just grown on us because of all the messages that it sends and all the positivity and all the things like that. So, without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump into this show here. The beautiful Lady J, she's right back with us.
Whoop, whoop.
That's right. Okay, so we're on episode 11. I think there's like two episodes left, if I remember correctly. And this episode, we start, you know, we're starting to see more Thunder and Black Lightning working together.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into a factory. They were looking for the missing children who are now adults.
Hmm.
And they...
Some of them are...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're right. Some of them are still children. Some of them are still adults. But they find a stockpile of weapons that can be used to destroy Black Lightning. So on their way out the door, you know, Black Lightning was like, hey, give me one sec. And just went there and just fried everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is a victory, in my opinion. Because if you can destroy something that can destroy you, you won. He didn't find what they were looking for. However, they still won.
Right.
So, let's go here. Moving forward, the ASA. So, don't know what the ASA stands for. We just know it's a government...
Agency.
That's it.
A.K.A. CIA.
Really? Think so?
I don't know. It just...
Like
sounds
you think,
right.
You think that would be like common day CIA?
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Huh.
I mean, if you look at how they're operating, doesn't ring CIA to you?
I don't know, man. I just think, you know, the alphabet voice.
It just seems James Bourne-ish. am I saying James? What is it? Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Everything just seems real Jason Bourne-ish.
Really?
Like this top secret security thing that's happening. Spy soldiers, yeah, all of that. It just seems like
CIA.
That.
CIA,
all of that.
Okay, look, I'm not
top
even
top secret operatives.
Okay, look, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying, hey, I will give you the benefit of the doubt on that one, and go with you. But for me, it's just another alphabet boy agency, and they're trying to do dirt in the community and make it look like something else. So you can say CIA. Yeah, it's cool. I'll take that. Okay, so with that, you know, like I said, from what it appeared like there was maybe some kind of hit that was put on Black Lightning by the ASA. It wasn't necessarily a hit. They needed to put him in an area where they could collect him and study him. So it wasn't a hit. Per se.
I don't know if they're trying to collect him and study him. I think they're trying to collect him and get rid of him.
Well, I mean, that's possible, too.
I think he knows too much about whatever the top secret squirrel stuff they have going on in the background. So I think he knows too much. And I think they're like, look, we need to get rid of him because he knows too much. And then he's doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he's trying to stop green light. Like, you can't stop green light because we need that to happen. So I think they need to get rid of him on a whole bunch of different levels.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. You could be, you know what? I'm not going to dispute that. You could definitely be right. They just need to get rid of him.
I think they just need to get rid of him. Like, you're doing too much. And you got too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're messing with our operation.
Yeah, that's for sure. So a specimen from the lab passes away. And when I saw that scene, I was like, damn, like Tuskegee Airmen.
I mean, it rings a bell, right? You like, know, it has all of that flavor. These
experiments and everything like that, you know, you're going to lose mm-hmm. specimens, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
So I was definitely like, you know, that sucks, but I can't call it. And so the cops planted the green light drug in Jefferson's car. That was just absolutely insane. And I don't know what's going on with your camera, babe.
Oh.
You keep dogging in and out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My camera looks good on my end.
Looks good on your end. I'll take that. But the cops planted the green light drug in Jefferson's car.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... And also they planted it in his desk, right?
Yo, it was way easy. Maybe it was just me, or was you looking at that scene like, why is it so easy to do that?
Because it is that easy to do that.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, way too easy.
Yeah. It was way. It wasn't the fact that it was way too easy. I just think it was. It's an easy thing to do. You know, what's funny is, after I watched that show, after we watched it, I went to work the next day, and I just happened to come across a clip of where cops had planted cocaine on a person of color.
Mm.
Right? They pulled him over, but what the cops didn't realize was the body cams were recording. It wasn't recording audio, it was just recording video. So they don't have any audio, but they show where the cop like pulled the cocaine out of his pocket, put it in the guy's wallet, and then when the other cops pulled up, they were like, oh, what's this? And they were like, oh, cocaine. Right? And mm-hmm. And they went back and watched the whole footage, and it showed where the officers were planting cocaine in this guy's wallet. So it is that simple. Like, that's he literally pulled it out of his pocket. The cop had a little baggie of cocaine, pulled it out of his pocket, dropped it right in the guy's wallet, and then, like, threw the wallet on the ground. And, of course, the person that was being arrested, he sees none of this. He's on the side of the street in handcuffs. He doesn't see what's going on.
And that sucks. That's crazy, because it makes me wonder, like, how many people,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's not what the show is about, but, you know, how many people in the world.
It can be what the show is about. Like, you see how easy they did it, right? That happens every day in real life.
Right. And that's the part, I think, maybe that's the part that the writers were really trying to say. Like, look how easy it was for this to happen
mm-hmm.
to a distinguished person in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if that can happen to someone who's distinguished in the community, of course it can happen to, you know, regular old Joe Smo.
Mm-hmm. With a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, you know, like yeah. regular guy, you know. So, excuse me. So, yeah, that, you know, just looking at that scene and seeing how it all went down, and made me realize, damn, it is so easy to get us,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially if the person has any kind of prior convictions,
mm-hmm.
right? But mm-hmm. Jefferson doesn't have any. But still, the message was, we can get you anytime we want to get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You're black until proven innocent.
So one of the things is, when Jefferson goes and he gets, you know... he gets detained and he goes through the processing or whatever. Henderson comes to him and is like, man, why do they want to move you? Right? And Jefferson, for a minute, he looked like he was going to tell him.
I thought
he was going to tell him, and then he didn't. He was like, I don't know. I don't know why they're moving me or whatever. I think that part right there was, I felt like a little sad, because I was like, man, I was hoping that he was going to be able to, you know, have a friend in this thing.
Confide, you know, in his boy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even feel comfortable enough to do that.
No. Nope.
You know? So, I get it. I mean, if that was something that I had, I'd be like, you know what? We cool.
But we ain't that cool.
We ain't that cool. So, keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And so, after they had planted the drugs in his desk as well, right? It was amazing to me, the whole scenario inside his office of, oh, are you resisting? Quickly, the guns come out. It wasn't even, here's an opportunity for you not to resist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're resisting in this three-piece suit? we're going to pull our guns on you. And right. That was instantaneous. Blew me away how quickly that whole thing escalated. And it just shows, even in today's times, these things happen, right? You got to think, these stories were recorded or just were written, and the shows were recorded way past, you know, what we know of, right? Like, these are, we're seeing more and more of this all the time in regular everyday life. So that was very significant for me. My next point here, Jennifer, the girl was about to pop off in the hallway.
Dad was like, "Wait a second, babe, think about this for
like
a second."
He had to dip.
He had to calm her down. Like, "Hey, eye contact.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes." And that was crucial, because if he did not calm her down, that whole damn school probably could have came down, in my opinion. Because you're messing with a little girl's dad.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And especially, it's not just I love my dad, you know, he's the hood king. No, my dad's a good dude. He's a great man. He's educated and smart and does right. I know my dad's innocent.
Right.
But y'all trying to frame him and you handling my dad rough.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on. Right.
And y'all gonna see what I can set on fire.
Right.
So that was I was thankful that he was able to look her in the eye. They have the relationship.
He had to do the same thing with Nyssa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of them.
Because when Nyssa
took a deep breath, and was she like,
I was like, oh God.
I'm about to go in.
She took that deep breath. I was like, no.
And he was like, no. He was like, you hold it together and bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Just the ability that, not the ability, the love they have for each other. You know, even when she was walking in and he was giving her instructions on watching Jennifer, he was like, hey, I just want you to know I love you. You know, like, that's a dad. He's still a dad at the end of all this, which is amazing. And so, of course, Jefferson, a.k.a. Black Lightning, is arrested. And Henderson sees the warrant that the deputy chief has. And he's like, you know this is crap. Like, he literally was like, you know this is BS.
But I think it was still a warrant nevertheless.
Well, of course. It's a warrant. You know, you get a judge to sign off on a warrant, and there it is. You have a warrant. But you can still have BS warrants.
Well,
you
know? Whatever it was a warrant that he couldn't dispute.
Yeah, of course he couldn't. But who's to say the judge, and we never even seen the judge, but who's to say the judge is not in on all this too?
Probably.
You know? Like, it's all tied together.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. So, we're moving forward here. They've arrested him. They've pretty much degraded him. You know, had him in there bent over, coughing. You know, the usual. And all I could think was, damn, how many of our men of color who are absolutely stand-tall gentlemen are put in this situation to where they've done nothing wrong, but they get tied up in some mess because of somebody else, and that's it. Like, you don't get an opportunity to say, hey, this isn't really me. Now Lynn is looking for lawyers, and for what? For nothing, when it's all said and done. Yeah. So, this is as the plot keeps going, we're looking at, they're trying to move him to a black site, right?
Top secret CIA.
Top secret CIA.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm not even, you know what? I can't say FBI because FBI has a totally different mission. So I could see why you would say CIA because they're a little more covert than anything else. But as far as them moving him to a black site, initially he was in the jail and they were going to move him. But Gambi and Anessa, developed what I like to call the Tupac switcheroo.
Hologram.
The hologram, right?
So Tupac, yeah.
I call it the Tupac hologram.
Yeah.
Basically, they were able to simulate a hologram and literally just have Thunder and Black Lightning running down the street chasing a vehicle that Gambi was remotely controlling.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Remote control vehicle driving itself.
But we're starting to see that already anyway, so... I mean, it killed a lady, but we're starting to see it. But the point of all that is, is that they use this to free or to clear Jefferson.
Right.
Because everyone's under the assumption that Jefferson is Black Lightning, which is correct, but they don't know that. So right. The minute they see Black Lightning out chasing a car and everyone sees it, you know, pulls their cell phones out, yada, 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 guess what? That now clears Jefferson.
Right.
And he was able to get out based on that.
Right. It was smart, man. Gambia's, look, Jefferson may be pissed at him, but he got his back at the end of the day.
But they made up at the end.
That was good.
It was good. They'll. I don't think Jefferson will ever forget, but you can forgive.
And yeah, but he may not need to forget. Because truth, it was a sticky situation, you know. Gambi, he's a different man today than he was back then.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he did the best that he could with what he had.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is what it is. We'll have to see how they repair that relationship.
Yeah, it's going to take time.
It's going to take time.
Take time.
You know, and I still think Jefferson really doesn't understand the true workings of what happened back then.
Oh, no.
You know, I think there's a lot of details that Gambi just hasn't told him yet.
Hasn't told him. And at some point, he will tell him. But right now, let's just focus on repairing our relationship and going from there.
Right.
So that's the most important thing here. So the last thing I want to hit is kind of like a Black Lightning point, but also a police point in the same thing. When Henderson hemmed up the deputy chief, the deputy chief was like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how this works. And Henderson was like, yes, I do. And I didn't figure it out until the very end, but Henderson was promoted to deputy chief.
So here's a question. Do you think that was, yes, I do, and I'm a clean cop about to come in and do some house cleaning, right? Or do you think that Henderson really knows more about their inner workings of like the CIA, the ASA and all that stuff, and he's just been playing good cop all this time?
I'm hoping it's number one.
Okay.
I'm hoping Black Lightning has an ally in all this. I really am hoping that. It would be horrible, horrible if Henderson ends up being a bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely horrible, right? Because he just cleaned out, to me, two bad cops, which essentially can lead to more. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Once you get the top guy, the top guy is gonna squeal and say, this person's doing this for less time. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing Henderson say, yeah, I know how this works, and then seeing him do a press conference as deputy chief, I was like, yeah, he understands the game.
Okay.
He understands the game. Don't ever get it twisted. He understands the game.
We'll be gonna see.
Yeah. And just to wrap all this up here, Chanel, at the end of this, we talked about it a few minutes ago, Gambi and Jefferson make up. They're at Jefferson's father's house. They're having a meal together, pizza and salad. But the it's not the meal, it's the fact that they're all together.
Right.
And I think that's what's going on with it. You know, the girls are like, oh, Uncle Gambi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's that. So, it started off great and ended great.
Yeah.
Just seeing Gambi and Henderson sitting side by side, enjoying a meal, and seeing them as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jennifer coming into her powers, Anissa can destroy some stuff. Every time she holds her breath, I get nervous. I'm like, what is she going to do?
She's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know,
if her daddy ever decides to get buck and get wild, she's going to be the one that's going to go really wild. I think so. I think if something happens to Black Lightning, there is nothing that's going to be able to hold her back at this
point.
Think so? No. I don't think Gambi has enough in him to hold her back.
No, I don't think so.
And I think she doesn't have enough in her to hold herself back. So.
I mean, I think the good part about it is that next week is the end of the season.
Or is it two? I think it's two more episodes. Or is it next week? I don't know. Either way, we'll be here to finish it off.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think, there's definitely some some villains that we need to, you know, we didn't see a lot from villains this week. So next week, I think it's going to be high power. This is my speculation. We're going to see more Lala and his crazy self on the scene and seeing what he's doing as far as, like, in the absence of Black Lightning on the drug scene or whatever. And, you know, I'm curious to see that there are people who kind of just snuck out and left. And I just want to come back and bring some stuff back. Like, and maybe I'll wait to the end of the finale to see what happens. So I'll wait to the end of the finale and talk about the people who kind of snuck off the scene and what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we'll see. Maybe at the end of the last season, the last show, they'll bring it back. But we'll see. I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, they've done a lot of backstory on the ASA and a lot of stuff. So, oh, word. This is the part that I'm trying to figure out. I want to talk about the vice principal. I don't remember her name. But the vice principal, who's the spotter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she lost somebody. She lost one of the older specimens, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she has to get another kid in there. So she's going to be looking for another kid.
Oh, I'm already on game. Right? I already know she's going to be looking at Jennifer now.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be looking for another kid. I do foresee that coming. Like, she's going to realize that Jennifer is the kid, and she's going to have to figure out how to grab her, I guess. And then the other part about it is, how is she going to act around Jefferson? Because I don't think she's 100% sold that Jefferson is Black Lightning.
She's not 100% sold. I think that she's created this friendship, this bond with him,
mm-hmm.
that's blinding her.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I think this is. I think if this were a situation where she's a completely outside entity coming into a situation, I think it would have been a completely different story.
Okay.
I think she would have bought and sold into Jefferson being Black Lightning. But the fact that she's been the vice principal for how long? For years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's buying it. I care for this individual mindset versus I'm doing my job mindset.
Mm.
That's what I think is blinding her.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, it goes down to correlation to the story of, you know, even in slave times, right? Think about it. You always have that one slave that will run back and tell the master what's going on.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And this is what this is, plain and simple.
Okay.
So, it's just, I would absolutely love to, if I could just tweet the writers, like, hey, can we get y'all on for like 30 minutes? Give us y'all mindset. What's going on?
Why not? Tweet and see what happens.
See what happens. You're right. I'm going to try that. So, anyways, Village, that's our show for today. Wrapping all this up, I'm looking to see more about Tobias.
So that's what I'm thinking. Tobias is going to come back.
I think he's going to
come back, and he's going
to
bring Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil back. I think they'll be, you know, two peas in a pod or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and I can see Khalil.
Khalil's going to be a vengeance. He's going to be, you know.
But he'll be walking.
I think so. I think he's going to be walking. Or if not, he'll be in the wheelchair, but he'll just still be ruthless.
I think he's going to be walking.
You know, so.
I really see that.
I'm definitely, you know, curious to see how all of it comes out. I think it's going to be a really good end of the year season finale.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. I'm excited about the show so far and how well it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely. All right, Village, that's our show. Lady J, how do we get a hold of you, babe?
I'm on Instagram at Love and Chanel. I'm on Twitter at Love and Chanel. That's how you can get a hold of me.
There you go. I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at WT The Village. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, on iTunes, on Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, on Tumblr and Google Plus by searching for Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email is welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you simply create a Crowdcast account, go to crowdcast.io, create an account, just whatever you want to call yourself, and so simply subscribe to the Village. So that way, when we get ready to go live, you guys will hear everything that we're about to do, and you'll get notified, and you can join us in Crowdcast. right now, Fiverr is off the table. I'm working on something else right now, guys. So I may not be going back to Fiverr. May just stick with the other plan that I have. So stay tuned for that. But the Etsy is still up. And, you know, as the missus is sitting right here, we have another t-shirt campaign we're going to be working on here. Well, I'll be working on. And she has the connection that I need. So, but you guys can still go to Etsy. Search W2TV. You'll see shirts. You'll see our wristbands and our tank tops. So you guys can go there, get a shirt, get a wristband, get a tank top, support the village and all our ventures and everything that we do. And we really and truly appreciate all those that have bought shirts in the past. We really, really do. Great show. Great show, Chanel, baby. Love you. As the saying goes, we love you, all of you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the village. You rocking with the village. You rocking. Get it.